Yevam of Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevam of Pavli, Daf Sadivov. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Ches, Amad Aleph, and that's Halacha Zayin. Tesh Yerushalmi Yem Echad, Hu Poifel Adi Achim, Ba'achim Poifim Arad Yodai, and Ishu Poifel Tachila, Ba'achim Poifim Tachila Vesayf. A minor, for at least 9 years old in one day, forbids the Yevamah to his adult brothers, and his brothers forbid Yevamah to him, as it explained. However, he forbids only at the beginning, and his brothers forbid at the beginning or the end. Ketzad, ben tesh shana b'yemechad shebala al yodim toi, pasal al yodim achim, o le ha'achim, o sugo, ma'ama, nosnu get, o yicholsu, pasal al yodim. How is this? If the 9-year-old on a day had relations with his mama, he forbids her to the brothers. If the brothers had relations with her, or gave a mama, or get, or did chalitza, they disqualified her to him. The Gemara says, Has besoif in a poisel. The Gemara asks, does a boy 9 years old on one day not forbid at the end? Ella, should say, v'ma'amoi, avo b'yosei, poisel eleshu poisel, v'dorei echad, v'ein poisin, v'arbadroim, ketzer ben teshu shonem v'yem echad. The answer is only his mama doesn't forbid him at the end, but through relations he forbids even at the end. Our Mishnah says that he forbids only at the beginning, and his brothers forbid at the beginning or the end, because at the end he forbids only in the way, in one way, which is relations, and they forbid in 4 ways, which is relations, mama, get, or chalitza, like our Mishnah says. How is this? If a boy, 9 years old in a day, etc. And if to his son he will designate her, or maybe miyad may marry his ameria to his son, he cannot be miyad her to his brothers. Should say now miyadena laachim mikavachayme. He should be able to miyad her to his brothers because of the kavachayme. Ma im aben sheino kam tachtov lachalitza or liyivim hayu miyad alai. Achiv. A son does not stand in the place of his father for chalitza or yibam, and he can be miyayed her to his son. A brother stands in place of his brother for chalitza or yibam, and also one should be able to miyayed her to him. You say now, loy im amount, beven, shu kam tachtov b'ste'achuza, turn ba'achib, she'ena kam tachtov b'ste'achuza, or ve'ena kam tachtov b'ste'achuza, ena din shi'ad en aloy. The Gemara answers that one can be miyaed her to his son because the son stands in place of his father for stei achuza. And if the son redeemed a stei achuza, his father was makdish, it is as if the father redeemed it and it's not given to kahanim yovel. Will you say a kavachayim to a brother who does not stand in place of his brother for stei achuza? Since he does not stand in place of his brother for stei achuza, you cannot say that one should be able to miyaed her to him. I should say now v'yokum b'stei achuza. One should stand in place of his brother for stei achuza. This is kavachayme. The brother stands in place of his brother for chalitza or yibam, even though his son does not. A son stands in place of his father for stei achuza, all the more so a brother should. Amud leima, b'im levna yadena, levnehu miyada b'im yada la'achiv. One says, again from the pasuk, and if you will designate him to her to, if you will designate her to his son, we learn from there, one will miyad her to his son, but he cannot miyad her to his brother. Now Yud refutes the kavachayme that one should stand in place of his brother for stei achuza. Answers that it says we learn that one may be miyad her to his son, but he cannot miyad her to his son's son. Shmuel bar Abba bar Koyme Rabbi Zeira. The parish is Nachlais at Avid ben Keben, Acha Leith Avid ben Keben. Shuba Abba asked Rabbi Zeira, in the parish of inheritance, you make a son's son like a son. If a son died, the son's son inherits in place of him. And here in Yud, you don't make the son's son like a son. And Rabbi Zeira, Man Damali Hadam Ilsa, Ana Mashkile Kunditun. They said, whoever will tell me the answer to this question, I will give to him a sweet wine to drink. Hey, so we're tanchum, how we parashas nachlois, how we afyasa ach keben, usha kol akoivim keben, say, ad oise ben keben, vatan shle asas es keben, ach keben, usha kol akoivim, ein she had oisa ben kaben. Tan Koran said that in the parish of inheritance, you make a brother like a son and all other relatives like a son, because they're the closest living relatives. So you make a son like a son. Here in Yud, you do not make a brother like a son and all other relatives like a son. You don't make a son like a son. Kisivun, Rabbonon, Tikisarin, Hari Parshas, Tmeyos, Hari Asyosa, Ach, Kaben, Bashar Kolakoivim, Kaben, Reinat Oisa, Ben, Kaben. Rabbonon, Kisarin object, in Parshas Tumah, relative to whom a kohen becomes Tommy to engage in a burial, you make a brother like a son and all other relatives like a son, and you don't make a son like a son, because one is not Matame for a grandson or grandfather. Amma ha'azil kunditun. The Tanachim says, the sweet wine that they were offered was lost, because my answer has been refuted. Rav Levinoy Yadena Ladas. The Baisa says that from the Pasuk Rav Levinoy Yadena, yield to the son must be with das, not with knowledge or consent. Amma Yasi, leis kam ladas. Rav Yasi rejects that and says, das is not needed. Then we're going to see a Baisa that teaches that a boy 9 years old in one day can make a widow who is forbidden to a kohen gadol in 3 years, even though a minor has no das. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha kein iskan Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha is when there's a need for das over here, yud is only with an adult. The advice about a widow is like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll explain. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Abu Dama afilu tema iskan Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda loikatanu. Shmuel Rav Dima objects, even if you say that it's like Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, he's not a minor. He holds that if a boy bought 2 hairs after 9 years old, if they're still there when he's 13, he is an adult retroactively. Im levnoi yadena ladas. The Baisa said, levnoi yadena says that he has to do it with das. V'yirchon amma miyadena ben levnoi agadol, ben levnoi akotten, ben adas, ben shloi ladas. Yerchem says that one may be miyad her to his adult son or his minor son with or without das. Rishim Elokish omer, eina miyadena el lebnei agadol bavad ladas. Elokish said that one may be miyad her only to his adult son, not only with das. Teisha shonu v'yem echad oisa amonu lekain gadol gush v'chutzli lekain hedrit. The Baisa says a boy 9 years old in a day can make a widow who is forbidden to a kain gadol, or a divorcee or chalutza who is forbidden to a kain hedrit. That's the Yerchanan, the Hupatala, Yehudim, Nicha, Yehudim, Sheesh, Lekinyan, Ba, Oisa, Amal, Lekain Gadol, Gucho, Chalutz, Lekain Hedut. You want to ask, well, this is fine according to Yerchanan, who establishes it through Yehud, the minor has a Kinyan in her, and he makes a widow to a Kain Gadol, or the Rossi, or Chalutz, to a Kain Hedut. And that's the Shimon Melokish, the Hupatala, the Lethuin, Te Petua, and the Chalitza, and the Yerum, the Taninan, Nasa, Isha, and Mesa, and the Petua. According to Shlokish, he says that yud is only to an adult. He explains that it's through nisuin. She should be exempt from chalitza or yibum. Mishnah teaches that if a minor married a woman and he died, she is exempt from chalitza or yibum because he cannot be mekadesh. Amar Rabbi Avin, Asya, Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nun said that Rabbi Lokish established it like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Tani Kain, B'tesh Shonim Yom Echad, Ad-Ben Shteimesh Yom Echad, Shevish Tei Saras, Hareizu Shuma, Hareizu Yehuda Oime, Hareielu Simonim. The Baisa says that if a boy from 9 years one day until 12 years and one day bought 2 hairs, pubic hairs, they are a Shuma, they're considered just a wart, not a simon, not a sign of adulthood. Hareizu Yehuda says they are Simonim. Yaakov Bei Rabun B'Shem Hareizu Ben Chanina, Ha'inja Omdu Bei B'Shas Simonim. Yaakov Rabun, quoting Hareizu Ben Chanina, said that Rabbi Yehuda says that they are Simonim only if they are still there at the time of Simonim when he's 13 years and one day. Yosabai, Omdubai, Bishar Simonim, Lemafeyoi, Hunase, Ish, Oy Mikan Lahaba. Yosabai asked if they were still there at the time of Simonim, does he become an adult retroactively or from now and onwards? Avon, Pshitale, Lemafeyoi, Hunase, Ish, Oshikin Lavoi, Yipata Hadad, Pshimim Lokish, Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is obvious that to Rabbi Avin that he becomes an adult retroactively, and all the more so from now onwards, with the established Rish Lakish, like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, retroactively, who was an adult from when he bought 2 hairs after 9 years. Now, Rabbi Yosi, Potter, Hadar, the Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't Rabbi Yossi establish Rosh Lakish like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yossi inferred that Das is not needed because a minor can make a widow through a yield. And Rabbi Mana, Dehi, Svichale, Rabbi Yossi boy, Omduboy, Vashasi, Monim, Ramasoyoy, Nasi Ish, Omekan Lahabo. Rabbi answered that Rabbi Yossi was unsure about the law if the heirs were still there at the time of Simonim, whether he becomes an heir retroactively or from now onwards. He said that Das is not needed, so even if adulthood is not retroactive, a minor can make a widow through yield. Nicha Amona Ugusha. The Gemara says, granted, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a minor who did yield can make a widow. How can he make a divorcee? Because divorce needs Das. Yipate, she said, Be'ish, Shulei Ba'alea, Meshehigdel, Renasin Aget. Under the case of the man who did not have relations with her after he matured, and he gave her a get after he matured, she's a divorcee due to yield when he was a minor. I should say, Chalutza. How could a minor make a Chalutza? The Choletz must be an ish, an adult. The part of Shibale, Umeis, Chalsula, Achin, or Yadav, he nasis Chalutza. The case is that he had relations with her and died, and his brother did Chalutza to her. Due to him, she became a Chalutza. Me'ata, Afilu, Pachis, Mitesha. The Gemara says so that the Baisa discusses you, even if he's less than 9. Amu Shumuba, Avodama, Bikini, Elevagain, the Tana, Kolhain, Tesha, Tana, Af, Hu, Imhoim. Shmuel Avdimah answered that because the Tana taught all of them, regarding a 9-year-old, he taught also this to them. This Baisa teaches also other laws not mentioned here, such as if he had relations with a bias. Yuda, Bapazi, B'Shem, Shmuel Levi, Me'achaz, Lama, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Yuda, Bapazi says that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda learned from Achaz. The Tani, Achaz, Hulil, Ben Tesha, Baharan ben Shesh, Bekalev ben Esa. The Baisa says, Achaz fathered, meaning Chizki was conceived when he was 9 years, when Achaz was 9 years old. Haran fathered Sora when he was 6, and Kalev was 10 when he fathered Chor. Mandamu, who Kalev ben Chetzoin, who Kalev ben Yefuna. And it is like the opinion that Kalev ben Chetzoin is Kalev ben Yefuna. Now, Halacha Ches, Ben Tesha Shonu Yem Echad, Jibala, Arivim Tei, Bechachach Ba, Achiv Shu Ben Tesha Shonen Bim Echad Aleha Pasal Al Yadav. If Levi, a 9-year-old, had relations with his Yavama, and later his 9-year-old brother Reuven had relations with her, he disqualified her to Levi. Shimon Aimer, like Pasal, Shimon says he did not disqualify her. Tesha Shonen Bim Echad Jibala Yavim Tei, Bechachach Baal Sarasa, Pasal Al Yadav Atzmai. If a 9-year-old had relations with his Yavama, we'll call it Leah, and then with her Tzara, he disqualified Leah to himself. If Shimon Aimer, like Pasal, Shimon says he did not disqualify. If Tesha Shonen Bim Echad Jibala Yavim Tei Yomis, if a 9-year-old had a relation with his Yavama and he died, she does Chalitza but not Yibam. If he married a woman, she is exempt from Chalitza or Yibam. If a 9-year-old had relations with his Yavama, with a Sora, and married another woman, Leah, after he became an adult and then died, if a 9-year-old had a with his if he did not have relations with Sarah in adulthood, Leah may do Chalitza or Yibam, Sarah does Chalitza but not Yibam. If Shimon Aimer may Yabim later, she yirtsa b'cholas shniyah. If Shimon says the Yavam may do Yibam or Chalitza with either wife that he wishes and he does Chalitza to the other. Echad shi ben tesha shona v'yem echad, ve'echad ben esim shona shlehevi shtei saras. A 9-year-old has the same law as a 20-year-old who did not bring two hairs. The Gemara says, Shmuel Amal to Rabbi Meir, also B.S. Ben Tesha Shana Bim Echad to Mama Begodol. The Gemara that Amal, also B.S. Ben Tesha Shana Bim Echad to Mama Begodol. But the Gemara saw, Nase Chalitzas Ben Tesha Shana Bim Echad to get Begodol. Shmuel says that Rabbi Meir said to Rabbanon, they made relations of a boy 9 years old and one day like Mama of an adult. And just like you say that they made relations of a boy 9 years old and one day like a Mama of an adult, we should make Chalitza of a boy 9 years old and one day like the get of an adult. Rabbanan Amrin, any Chalitza Ben Tesha Shana Bim Echad Klum, and Rabbanan say no, the Chalitza of a boy of 9 years old and one day is nothing. Lama Asu B.S. Ben Tesha Shana Bim Echad Kamama Begodol, Shikain B.A. Begodol, Koine Ben Adas and Shleiladas, Nasa Chalitza Ben Tesha Shana Bim Echad Kaget Begodol, Chalitza Begodol, Eina Pateras Eladas. Why did they make relations of a boy at least 9 years old and one day like Mama of an adult? Because beer of a relation with an adult acquires with or without das, it should be made chalitza of a boy 9 years old, and one day, like the get of an adult, chalitza of an adult exempt only with das. If a 9-year-old did Yibam and died, why does she not do Yibam? If Shemesh Yobam fell to several Yibamim, perhaps she does not do Yibam. Why is it different if she falls from 2 Yibamim? Ani Rabbi Chia, Eshes Meis Echad Mishabemeth Le Eshes Shnei Meisim. He answered that it says, Umeis Echad Mehem, one of them died, the wife of Meis Echad, that's Yibam, but not the wife of 2 Meisim. Shnei Lama Eina Mishabemeth. Now in the Mishnah earlier, we said if 3 brothers were married to unrelated women and one died, and one gave a mama to the Yivama, and then he died, both Yivamas do Chalitza, but not Yibam, and granted the first to fall is Eshes Shnei Meisim. Why can't the second do Yibam? Amar Bilaza, the Meir he, the Amar Meir, Kol, She'inoi, Meini, Ein Miyabim, should say, Miyabim, Ein Miyabim, Sarasim. Bilaza answered, the first Tanna is like the Meir, who says that whenever one cannot do Yibam with a Yivama, he cannot do Yibam with Hetzara. Amar Yochanan, Mini Shama Bilaza, the Amar. Yochanan said, Bilaza heard this one from me and said it in his own name. Amav Yosi Masnisa Amma Kain, in Tesha Shonavim Echad Yibal Yibim Toi, Misha Higdil, Nasa, Isha Cheres, Yimna Yada, Rishoina, Misha Higdil, Ashnia, or Echoletz of Misha Bemes, Avishoina Cheletz of Misha Bemes. Yosi asked from the Mishnah that if a 9-year-old had relations with his Yivama and he married Leah after he became an adult and then died, if he didn't have relations with Sarah in adulthood, Leah made you Chalitza Yibim, Sarah does Chalitza but not Yibim. Acha Itma Choletz is Vacha Itma Misha Bemes. Here, in the earlier Mishnah, it says that the Sarah does Chalitza, and here in our Mishnah, she may do Yibam, even though her Sarah may not do Yibam. If Chachamim of Rabbi Shimon hold like Rabbi Meir, also they should forbid Yibam with the Sarah. And the Tema, Chalitza is the Meir of Rabbi Shimon, and in the Tema, Mishabem is Rabbi Shimon of Rabbanon. And it says there, the first Tana says that both do Chalitza, but Meir argues with Rabbi Shimon. Here, the first Tana says that the Sarah may do Yibam, Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbanon, who argues with Meir. They don't say that any woman that you may not do Yibam with her, you may not do Yibam with her tzara.